Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Heather Korbulik. She's the executive director at Silva State Health Insurance Exchange. A lot of stuff going on there with open enrollment. Plus, we're going to take a look at the RAF Museum. It's in a place called the Hendon Airdrome, and it is fabulous. And we'll show you all about it coming up on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
The 7th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Going to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. University Medical Center of Southern Nevada, compassion, accountability, integrity, respect. Tolls Development Company, breathing life into Northern Nevada's future. And the Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, meeting the community's present and future needs.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program Heather Korbulik. She is Executive Director at Silva State Health Insurance Exchange. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start out with a surprise, which was when the Insurance Commissioner put out the rates for insurance for this coming year, that the increases were pretty small.
Very small.
Did that surprise you?
You know, it didn't surprise me for a couple of reasons. First is we've seen a stabilization in our market over the last several years.
Because
of efforts from the state to really try to get our arms around our marketplace. You remember back in 2017 when it looked like we were going to potentially have 14 bear counties, which would have no insurance carrier out there. That created just all sorts of waves where we ended up needing to really kind of pull in all the troops and start stabilizing our market. And so that same year, we saw an increase in rates of 38%.
That's insane.
And so watching the last couple of years, last year, I think it was a 6% increase. Don't quote me on that. And then this year, 1.6% on average across the board. That's a real sign of stability. But the other piece that made it so it wasn't a surprise to me is that we knew that we were going to have another carrier entering the market. Competition drives down pricing. So that to me really does speak to the power of stabilization.
And then changes in the way that you're running the exchange off of the federal government and now our own system.
Yes.
Now, that is a great idea on one hand. On the other hand, it's fraught with danger.
Absolutely. Sure
so,
was.
So what kind of due diligence did you do on this? It must have been crazy going through that because it's so complicated.
Absolutely. It's taken years off my life. it's been quite the 18 months. So when I started at the exchange, we immediately recognized that healthcare.gov was going to start charging too much to lease the federal platform for us to continue to do the important work we did around outreach, marketing, plan certification, networking, stakeholder development, all of that kind of stuff. In order to continue as a state-based exchange, we needed to find another way. So we started investigating 3 years ago now fair market value. And we looked at states that had functional technology and kind of put out a request for proposal that was aligned with our ability, our max ability to pay, and really kind of looked for a proven and demonstrated product and required that the product that came forward with a solution to us had at least 1 year of proven experience in another state. So we went with a company called Get Insured, and they are operational in 6 other states, and they were instrumental in getting Idaho off of the federal platform back in 2015. So we really took a long, hard look at what was available, what was working out there, and kind of, you know, went for it. Then what we did is we learned from 2014. 2014 was fraught with error, but it also had some successes. So we picked apart the entire thing and found what worked and what didn't work.
So what did?
What did work was that we had the ability to kind of interact with the Division of Welfare and Supportive Services in a more meaningful way than we do now. So when people roll off of Medicaid, we could capture them, or we could get them connected over to the right place in a more efficient fashion. What didn't work was the technology part of that. There was a huge backlog. Another thing that didn't work, I can point out a lot of things that didn't
work. Sure, no, that's fine. We have time.
The thing that didn't work back then was we had an idea at the time that it would be a good idea to collect as the exchange everybody's premiums and then divvy that out to our carriers. That was an absolute accounting nightmare, and it was not something we wanted to repeat. So basically what we did with our transition, and why it's sort of unique, is that we unplugged healthcare.gov and we plugged in our own system. And I say that as the most simplified thing that I could describe,
right,
something
right.
Very complex.
There was a lot more plugs than one.
Whole lot more. Whoa. So yeah, but I mean, ultimately we're a couple days in now, and it's looking like there are some isolated issues that we're addressing pretty quickly, but people are enrolling and they're getting through the entire process. Our carriers are getting the business transactions that they need. We're doing what we need to do. It looks like it's working.
So who does the support service for the client, the person who's looking for insurance? Is that your division that's helping them, or is it the individual insurance companies?
It's the exchange, and what we do this year for open enrollment, we have granted funds to navigators, and we've granted funds to some preferred brokers. But ultimately, we went out and trained and certified over 700 brokers across the state who make a commission on the plans that they connect people to. But they offer that as a free service to a consumer. So what we do is connect people to those brokers and to our grantees, and they get enrollment assistance, not just with open enrollment, but throughout the year.
You brought up Medicaid, and I had not really thought about that. So, you know, obviously we increased substantially under Governor Sandoval, the amount of Medicaid folks that we were going to have as part of the state. But I had not thought about how you get people off of that and into a regular system. So, you know, if you can give me some kind of idea of percentages or numbers of people.
Sure. So it's interesting because there's a lot of churn. Our federal poverty level butts up against Medicaid's eligibility for federal poverty level. And so we have people who, you know, tip over the 138% line into being eligible for an exchange plan with subsidies, or they go under that and they're eligible for Medicaid. With our own exchange, we have this ability to better communicate with our Medicaid partners, where we can say, all right, this individual just termed out of Medicaid because they're over assets. And what we do is—
Making too much money.
They make too much money, right, correct, yeah. So when we what we can do is connect them to the exchange and transfer their account over here and invite them to come over. We can follow up directly with them and say, hey, you're eligible for subsidies. Let us help you get connected. And kind of vice versa, when someone is showing that they are under assets, meaning they don't make enough money to get a subsidy, but they're eligible for Medicaid, we can transfer that account to Medicaid. Last open enrollment period on the federal platform, so these are numbers that I got from the feds, and
sure.
You know, I take them for what they're worth, but we
doesn't sound like a lot of confidence
there's
there.
There's some questions, but we transferred about 22,000 accounts over to Medicaid during open enrollment. So a significant number of account transfers back and forth. And there's just all sorts of opportunity for us to do a better job of keeping people from slipping between the cracks now that we're really managing this ourselves.
Okay, so what kind of cost are we looking at for the state by comparison with previous years? Are we going to be spending less, or are we going to be spending more in the end?
A significant amount less.
Really?
Yes, that was the goal. There was
right, it's always the goal.
Right, yeah. Right. But first year alone, we'll save at least $4 million just in the first fiscal year. But let me just give you some examples of numbers. For this plan year, 2019, we anticipate paying healthcare.gov about $12 million to lease their services. Our contracted rate for the next 4 years is lock and stock at $5 million. So right there, you can see we're having a significant savings.
Right. Okay, are you surprised at that? I mean,
no, because I've researched for 3 years okay. What makes a fair market value.
Okay, yeah. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more on this topic after this.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Heather Korbulik. She is the executive director at Silver State Health Insurance Exchange. At this point in time now, as we're taping this, you've only just opened the program.
Right.
But what kind of numbers are you seeing of people coming in?
It's not something that we make public until we have a real good handle on it. So one thing that's different this year from the federal government is that we have about two-thirds of the exchange consumers are eligible for auto renewal, meaning if they take no action, we just automatically enroll them into the same plan or the most like plan. And about, we had a really big chunk of our population who's in that bucket. But they have an opportunity to make active selections, and so that's why it's really hard to give numbers quite yet. But from what it looks like, we're tracking pretty much where we were last year with getting new consumers and having active re-enrollments.
Do you have concerns that the federal government has now said that people don't have to have insurance? Because previously, if you didn't have insurance, you were going to pay a tax penalty.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thoughts on that at this point?
Yes, I think we all kind of braced for impact last year, and when which was the first year that the penalty went away for not having insurance. And Nevada HealthLink, we saw an 8% reduction in our enrollment. It's very hard to correlate that with that specific change. So we think there's a couple of factors that were playing a part, but I do believe that some of our decrease in enrollment was related to the fact that you no longer have to have coverage. We counter that by really focusing on our marketing efforts with individuals who are young and healthy, because those people between about 27 and 40 who maybe don't have any kind of illnesses or chronic conditions, they're the ones that are more likely to kind of risk it and gamble with not having insurance or with buying what we would call a subpar product. And so we really focus our efforts on outreach and marketing to say, hey, you can't afford to be without this insurance. If you have a medical emergency, it could bankrupt you very quickly. And if you end up having some kind of health condition, you could go into debt very quickly without it. So protect yourself.
Okay, but you know, and I have, you know, I have to admit that I was one of the stupid people. I mean, it wasn't until I got, you know, a decent full-time job in my late 20s that mm-hmm. I actually got health insurance, which was, now I look back and go, how incredibly stupid. But you were mentioning, you know, there are kind of, I don't want to call them bogus plans, but maybe I will, that are out there mm-hmm. that people are signing up for. Mm-hmm. What are your concerns there? Versus what you're offering on the exchange, which obviously are not bogus.
Right. So we have a mandate by the Affordable Care Act to offer these comprehensive benefit packages that cover 10 essential health benefits. These other products, the formal names for them are short-term limited duration plans, health sharing ministries. These are products that are first, in many opinions, promoted in a way that makes them look like they're comprehensive and affiliated with the Affordable Care Act. So there's one concern. We're misleading people on what they're purchasing. The second is that they're very aggressive with their marketing tactics. If you're getting robocalls from any kind of anybody selling insurance, which a lot of Nevadans are,
right.
that's likely from one of those kind of Swiss cheese products. And what concerns me most about those is that they don't offer comprehensive benefits, and they are allowed to basically change the rate that you're charged dependent on your current health condition. They can deny you entirely, or they can say, hey, you have asthma, I'm going to charge you XYZ more than your neighbor who doesn't. And with the Affordable Care Act, every plan has the same community rating. So you get the same rate as I do, regardless of our medical condition.
What kind of deductibles are we looking at this year?
Deductibles, you know, it's never a pretty scene. Deductibles have always kind of gone up. So I don't have an average for you, but when I've been poking around, they're anywhere between $3,000 for like a bronze type plans to $8,000. Which is a significant chunk of change.
Yeah, but they're still not as high as some of the ones I've seen over the last few years, where it was up around $12,000.
Correct.
You know, in the old days, it used to be that if you had an insurance plan, even if you had not hit your deductible yet, you were covered by the insurance company in terms of you sent your doctor bill to the insurance company. The doctor bill was $500. Mm-hmm. The insurance company said our negotiated rate is $100. Mm-hmm. Therefore, you know, you get to pay $100. Mm-hmm. Same with prescriptions. Mm-hmm. All that went out the door with the Affordable Care Act. Are we still in that same situation now? Because it just seems like, you know, and if I were a young person especially, I'd be looking at that going, man, I'm going to be paying all this money for insurance, and I'm not getting any coverage until I hit that, you know, potentially $8,000.
This is exactly and precisely why we ask people to work with a broker or an enrollment professional, because if you buy a bronze plan, yeah, you're going to pay more of your prescription coverage, you're going to pay more of your doctor bills, you're going to have a higher deductible. But if you're in a silver plan, you'll pay less in that space. You pay a little more in your premiums, but you pay less when you go to the doctor's office. So really thinking through your specific individual needs and working with an enrollment professional to connect you to the right level of plan is really important.
And I have to back you up on that, because I think that if you're trying to sort this out yourself, unless you are somebody who loves to do this sort of thing and totally understands it, you are really gambling. I go to a broker and they lay out all the plans in front of me, and I say, you're the professional, I trust you, you tell me what I should be doing.
I'm glad to hear that.
I've got to ask you a question here,
sure.
And it's a political question, and feel free to answer or not answer. You hear all these people talking about Medicare for All.
Mm-hmm.
Does this make sense to you? You got about 30 seconds.
Okay, so my high level answer is that if our goal, our shared goal there, is to cover everybody, then I don't know that that's the only way we need to do it. And I think we have existing infrastructure that took hundreds of years to build and a lot of money that could be leveraged to get us there in a way that doesn't prescribe to be a Medicare for All.
Yeah, it just seems to me that, you know, if you look at the major programs over the years, Social Security, Medicare, et cetera, we fix those programs rather than tossing them out mm-hmm. and trying to come up with a new plan. Okay, we're out of time. Thank you so much for doing this. I appreciate it. You're a great spokesman for what you do.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Recently, I was in London and got a chance to visit the RAF Museum. That's the Royal Air Force. It's at a place called the Hendon Airdrome. And even though I've been to London many, many times, I've never seen this place advertised or promoted until I got to go there and see it for myself. It is extraordinary, and we asked them for a video to show you what it was all about, and here it is.
We're now a museum that's here to welcome absolutely everyone. For us, we're a publicly funded museum, and that's our responsibility. So there's something here now for every section of our community. We tell globally important stories that inspire everyone, but we're also very conscious that we're a community museum here in the heart of Colindale too.
We came here today from Vancouver, British Columbia in Canada. My husband's Brazilian, I'm Canadian. My husband actually is a pilot in training, so he really wanted to come here and see the RAF. And our first impression is it's amazing. We love it.
This is the best museum I've ever been to because it has games and fun stuff to go in. It's really creative, you know.
The exhibition looks at women who married airmen during World War II and of different nationality to themselves.
We were expecting probably to spend 2 hours here, but I mean we've been here now 3 or 4 hours easily, and we've still got more to see.
For me, I like how they made technology a part of it as well. Like when my mum said, oh, we're going to the museum, initially I thought, oh yeah, everything's going to be old. But I like how everything's real and there's technology as well, because I feel it makes it interactive for the kids of today. I think it's really
so
cool.
Exciting.
It's a really nice museum.
Yeah. The Historic Hendon Project has really supported the integration of the RAF Museum with the community. It's enabled us to have over 50 residents take part in workshops, interactive workshops, and the RAF Museum is really a place to be now and part of the local community.
Aviation's my kind of thing. I did 22 years in the Air Force, so it's nice to kind of come down and celebrate its 100th anniversary. It's just brilliant fun. They're fully immersed in it, the staff are fantastic, and I thoroughly recommend it for anyone. What do you think, guys?
It's amazing.
My favourite bit was the pilot simulator zone.
My favourite part is aeroplanes.
The most joyful part of my job is to welcome our visitors and to see them really enjoying themselves in our museum. Hearing teachers as well talking about how our collections have helped them explore science and technology and engineering in ways that they just cannot access in the classroom is also really makes us understand what a powerful contribution we can make and museums can make. There's something here now for everybody to learn from, to be engaged by, and to be inspired with.
The 7th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, University Medical Center of Southern Nevada, Compassion, Accountability, Integrity, Respect, Tolls Development Company, breathing life into Northern Nevada's future, and the Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, meeting the community's present and future needs.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. Everywhere is Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you on the next broadcast.